Stafford, quick throw over the middle, pass deflected in, intercepted by David Bruden. Bruden got one hand on it, deflected it, and then gathered it in.
Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Gary Kubiak. That's not Coach Kubiak. It is David Bruden. David, your second career interception last week. I know you've had a lot of great punt blocks in your career, but I'm assuming that that INT was probably one of the best plays of your NFL career.
You know, it definitely ranks up there. It's between that and the Baltimore block punt Sunday Night Football a few years ago.
That was a great play, too. Walk me through the interception now. We'll roll some video. Right. Take me through it. What'd you see? You said this is something that you actually saw on film study.
Yeah, they came out in an empty formation, and we knew that Calvin Johnson likes to run that bang eight. So when the back chipped, I knew what was coming. He was going to run a bang eight, and obviously that's Stafford's go-to guy. So I was able to have my eyes on him and just make a great break and a great play.
So as soon as the running back chipped, you said, I'm going to jump that play.
Yep.
Number one reason why this defense is where it is right now.
Just Coach Phillips putting us in great position to make the plays. You know, he's utilizing our talents, and we're able to showcase that every single week.
This defense is already drawing comparisons to maybe some of the best in all of Broncos franchise history. We're only three games into the season.
Yeah.
Are you okay with those kind of comparisons with the media, the outsiders, the fans kind of starting to talk that way, or is it just something you're kind of blocking out right now?
You know, everybody can talk and have their own opinion. You know, everybody's entitled to one. I would just go out on a limb and tell you now that we feel like we can be the best defense, you know, top five category defense in everything. So that's what we're working towards every single day when we go out there and practice, when we're in the meeting rooms, when we're at home doing extra film study. That's just our mentality as a defense.
And that's not cockiness. That's just confidence. It's also the expectation in that locker room.
Exactly.
You're the longest tenured Denver Bronco.
Yeah, I'm an old man.
Yeah, does that feel weird?
A little bit. You know, I feel like I embraced that role my fifth year, you know. And even then, it was just me, Prater, Clady, who were the longest ones in DT following. So, you know, a couple guys leave, and I become the elder head, the elder statesman here as well. So I definitely embrace that. You know, I embrace that I've got a lot of games under my belt and a lot of experience. And you know, whatever I can do to help the young guys, whether it's with film study or a technique or something like that, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, contributing on special teams as always, but also now getting a lot more reps on defense. Let's go some David Bruden off the field questions.
All right. Yeah.
Is there anyone on the team that has more hobbies than you? Because, man, you have a lot, right? I mean, snowboarding, cycling, motorcycling. I'm sure I'm missing a lot in there as well.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Skydiving. You know, mountain biking, all that. Yeah, no, there's not a soul out here with more hobbies than me.
Is that just embracing life, man?
It definitely is. You know, I can't sit still. That's just my mentality. I got to be up doing something. It's rare that I'm just sitting on the couch.
You do a lot of great community work with your Bruden's Books. Quickly explain what Bruden's Books is and also just how it's helping to assist the community.
You know, Bruden's Books is geared towards childhood literacy. You know, there's a huge, huge demographic here where we have a lot of non-English speaking parents, and you have kids who can't read at a third grade level. So what we want to do is bring books, fund the Reading Corps, do anything that we possibly can to these elementary schools here in the Denver public school system to help them be successful in life, you know. And, you know, what's a great thing about our organization is that we were able to donate $26,000 to build a Reading Oasis, which has reading aids, pays for the Reading Corps members who come and tutor the kids, bring 400 or 500 books to them. So it's a great deal.
Man, Dave, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul has this week's This is Broncos Country.
All right, appreciate it, Nick. Now, when the Broncos go to work every Sunday, the 53 players on the field are only part of the team. There are four guys who many fans don't know, but they are crucial in getting the team ready to go. In this week's This is Broncos Country, presented by Mike Shaw Subaru, Cammy Carmen went behind the scenes with the Broncos equipment staff at Ford Field in Detroit.
The day before the Broncos set foot on the field, the equipment truck rolls up, and the move-in begins.
Usually in the ballpark of 12,000 pounds.
A steady stream of boxes.
Equipment room with that one, please.
Crates and bags.
Between the trainers, video, us, I mean, there's probably 40-ish.
And there is no downtime as everything the organization needs is unloaded and unpacked.
The quicker we get it done, the quicker it's out of the way.
The empty lockers get name stickers.
They almost would look better
right here.
The players' gear placed in the same spot in every locker.
Shoes down low, yep. And then we'll go bag in the back corner, pants in front of that.
It's all routine for Chris Valenti, or Flip, as anyone with the Broncos calls him. He has been with the team for 19 years.
Hit the ground running.
Flip has a staff of three guys who are all experienced equipment veterans.
Huge benefit. Why it's less stressful, because I know those guys are on it.
They do have some help.
Every stadium has anywhere from 3 to 5 usually. Four is a pretty standard staff of clubbies, and you get to know them really well.
The clubbies are employed by the host team to help set up the visitors' home away from home.
Many hands make light work.
So clearly the Broncos equipment staff has a very well-choreographed routine, but not every stadium is as accommodating as Ford Field. Some of the most difficult setups are Kansas City, San Diego, and Oakland.
It's funny because the AFC West is some of the older stadiums, so the locker rooms are In Oakland, where there's only 43 lockers, if that, and you're doubling up guys, and there's not even enough to put an active roster in there.
It won't fit in there.
Responsible for finding the right spot for every pant and shoe, not enough space can be stressful.
There's no good way to do it. Even if you're doubling rookies, nobody wants to be doubled up and share a locker with a guy.
The players pack their bags with the essentials.
And then after practice on Friday, it's pretty much the helmet and the cleats that they wear go in.
And sometimes something special.
We've had some guys in the past who have little things that they bring with them for superstition's sake that they want in their locker.
Once every pair of pants is on the right hook,
make it consistent.
The move-in is done for now.
We still have a few things left to do.
The uniforms don't come out until game day.
Nothing we want to get ahead of ourselves and leave overnight, leave out.
And as long as nobody says a word, Flip is happy.
It's like the offensive line. If it's working, you know you're doing what you're supposed to.
Cammy Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Thanks, Cammy. Good stuff. Still to come on In the Zone, Coach Kubiak breaks down the Vikings. What he says it will take to contain Adrian Peterson this week. Plus, it's our Know Your Broncos segment. Rookie wideout Jordan Taylor is putting in hard work right now on the team's practice squad, but what important grunt work he's also doing to help those less fortunate.